Yes, sir.
But you need them health herbs. I told you what you need.
Yes, sir.
You need to get them and start taking your health herbs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but now, what I was telling the brother the other day was I was telling them to tell y'all that you could have called down to leave the phone number for Brother Anselm and so-called Benny Powell to be able to reach y'all at any one of those numbers if he wanted to call and talk to y'all.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, well, as yet, I haven't been able to find his so-called son's phone number because I know he had gave us a new number because he had changed it.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't.
But then what you can do is leave just to tell so-called Bernadette or so-called Elsie.
That's what I had did. I told so-called mother, but then you know how a mother does things sometimes. So she's told me each day that I spoke to her that she spoke with him. So I asked her, did she give him the number? And she said, oh, well, I didn't get a chance to because he had to go real fast or something, you know. So I don't know. And I haven't spoken to her.
Well, she was trying to back off. You know that.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you have to tell Keisha.
Yes, sir.
Tell Keisha to tell him when he calls to give the phone number to him so that we can notify, we'll, you know, be in contact with his attorney and see how he's going. And
yes, sir.
Also let him know that, you know, is it through his attorney and stuff about the man's problem and stuff.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then this Mr. Richard Hank or somebody, one of the FBI agents,
yes, ma'am,
had called the other day.
Yes, ma'am.
And he wanted to know, did I know the female that was there at the ranch?
Yes, ma'am.
Because he was saying that she was beat up real bad and something was done to her with the broomstick and all of this. But now they don't know where she is. And he was talking about something about a rental car. And so I don't know the female. I've never seen her before.
Oh, you're talking about that car that he had, the rental car?
Yes, sir.
And they're trying to rent it down?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, we know that he did had the bondage stuff on her.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, sticking the objects and probably them foreign objects up in her again.
Yes, sir. And he was saying that she was 19.
Huh?
He was saying that she was 19 years old. And then also he was saying that it's also been brought to their attention or they're aware of that he had done something, supposed to have done something to a female in Vallejo.
Well, he done something to someone in Vallejo too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Might be wonder, huh?
I don't know.
I don't know neither.
Yes, sir.
But I told you that the brother is a very dangerous brother, and whatever we can do to keep him from keeping them from letting him out, we have to do.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's what I said to him. I said he really does have a problem, a terrible problem, and it's for the better of him, for him to be where he is. You know, it's all for the best, and we want to get help for him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And we would like to, if we could, knew where that female, if we ever find out where that female is, with the bruises and stuff on them, we would like to get pictures of her.
Yes, sir.
Like the ATF or the FBI, the detective or whatever it is, to be able to catch up with her so that they can get pictures of her, because that would better help him too.
Yes, sir.
That would better help them to be able to keep him in there too, so that he could go to that medical and get that medical checkup, that medical workover that he needs.
Yes, sir. All I know is, but then again, there that is again, so-called mother. I know that she knows the female, whatever, because since they have gotten him,
yeah.
I know one day she mother was gone. Dad and was all worried because they didn't know where she was, and she didn't come back until kind of late that night. And she was with the female, so she may know how to get in touch with her, but she's
she always know how to get in contact with
her. Yes, sir. She's not going
to
tell me.
She's going to be involved into that stuff, trying to hide them out for men's and different stuff like that.
Yes, sir, but she won't tell me.
She won't tell you, and
no.
She won't tell nobody else.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Keisha will know how to find out.
Yes, sir.
And so you can talk to Keisha, and Keisha will probably find out for us.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And let Keisha know how important it is. Or you can talk to Bernadette and talk to Bernadette. And Bernadette, if you explain and break the science down to Bernadette, she'll be able to understand a little bit, maybe. We do the best that we possibly can.
Yes, sir.
And allow God and the presence of the Master of Allah, Jesus, Muhammad, especially the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, do the rest.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? The worst thing that could ever happen would be to let that individual out again.
Yes, sir.
If they let him out right now, you know that he would pursue the sister that they beat with the broom and whatever that other stuff and foolishness is that he done, that he would probably be someone her, and it would just by the blessings of Allah, God, and the presence of Master Wadji, for I'm his blessing, the most unbound member who I am, that I haven't done Bernadette.
Yes, sir.
And it was and what was thinking to be in store for anybody that would have been involved. That's when our sister Anselm and so-called Donna used to pick up frequencies when she was with them, and sister Anselm and so-called Cookie. But sister Anselm and so-called Cookie wasn't able to sense,
yes,
what
sir.
Sister Anselm and so-called Donna was able to sense.
Oh, yes, sir.
Where's sister Anselm and so-called Donna?
She's right here, sir.
Oh, well, she was aware of the processes, and she is aware of the trips and cycles that people go through like that. And Sister Angela Sogardana knows that this was a very dangerous being.
Yes, sir.
This man here was not, it's way more dangerous than any Mr. Biscuit.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand? Especially dealing with the female aspect.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, Sister Angela on the so-called cookie is not aware of that type of danger that she was really into.
Yes, sir. Now,
and bouncing around like pussyfooting all around and not really understanding.
I know that. Yes, sir. But, you know, I log out in the person of Maswell's D4, Muhammad is Master, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to see that just a few times that I was around him and just picking up on the vibrations and the way that he reacted towards certain things, and I see the so-called cookies playing, and she don't realize what she's playing with.
She was playing with him fine.
Yes, sir.
This is why I was studying, trying to tell her, do it this way and do it that way, and always kept in advance, kept me out there, recognize that sooner or later, it's going to have to come a point that you're going to have to disappear completely from it.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to have to be able to know where you are if this thing doesn't go the way that I have prescribed for him, because I'm trying to do the best that I possibly can for him. That's why I said that if we did not want him released at any circumstance, we wanted him to go straight to have himself committed.
Yes, sir.
If he'd had himself committed about right now,
yes,
he would have been coming. He would have been getting ready to come out on bail and would have been really a fairly good person.
Oh, yes, sir.
He would have been able to be up on the knowledge of Islam and would have been up on the proper way, and he would have been able to come on down to the temple.
Yes, sir.
He would have really been a fair-shaded, good person.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He would have been a good person to take up the slack of Sister Anthony, Mama Sukar, Cookie Wine, the brother was away.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying? Or take up the slack. He would have been a good brother for some sister or close associate. He wouldn't, because in reality, he's not really into just really, he doesn't know how to identify with just one sister.
Oh, yes, sir.
Did you understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But therefore, the next chance you get, could let the, whoever that person was that called you, did he leave you a number?
Oh, yes, sir. I have the number.
And you call and let him know that you were going to try to find out, we'll try our best to find out where that individual was. And that also that you have some tapes related to the little girl, Keisha, telling, speaking on the tapes about what was transpiring, if they want them tapes.
Yes, sir.
You know, let that person who is speaking, let that person, who called you and was speaking to you, the FBI agent.
Yes, sir.
Well, let him know that you got some tapes that he might want to hear.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
In case it would be beneficial for him to use in this case to keep him from being able to establish a release again for a while.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Let them know that, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
That as soon as you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
And let them know that you'll be trying to find out about where the premier is, why the bruises and stuff are still there in it to effect. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And this, too, you got to take into consideration that Bernadette have her here out, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Taking her on the same trip.
Oh, yes, sir.
Working a particular game, they don't really know what they're playing with.
Yes, sir.
Probably trying to play for the particular aspect of the money.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But now, all praise due to Allah, God, the President, Master, Mother, Chief, Mother, Special, Master, and Mother, but bring me up on everything else around the house today. And this, another thing that we want to do is we want to make it the Brother Anselm, Mother, so-called Calvin's duty to, even though the car has been moved or not been moved, it's sitting out in the garage, the Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
That he should always go out there and keep the dust wiped off of it and keep them white walls clean. Just keep cleaning them, and therefore it's always ready on the outside. He don't need to get inside.
Yes, sir.
And just keep it up on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And just keep your can of that out son of a gun or whatever it is, and just shoot it on the tires of the van.
Yes, sir.
How's the van acting now, sister? Tell me about what you had to service on the van.
Okay, all the belts and oil filter and the oil change and all the, the fluids and everything in there, and the tires rotated. And what else? That's it.
Did they give it a lube job?
Yes, sir. All those things, everything. Where's that paper? I don't have it.
Okay, but you're supposed to keep that paper and never let that paper get away from you.
Yes,
because
sir.
If you ever have trouble with that motor, you show those papers to show that you have been having that car so that you keep the guarantee on the motor.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You always keep those papers. It always help you when we get ready to get rid of it or whatever, if we're ever going to get rid of whatever it is, so that they can know the upkeep or the mechanics can that is taken care of. We'll always know the upkeep. What place did you take it to?
We took it back to where we bought it at, sir.
Where was that at?
At Swift Auto World Dodge Deal. It's a Dodge dealer.
Is Mr. Swift up here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well then, what else transpired? Have you ever seen the pictures yet from my brother and my sister, Trace?
No, sir. I'm not sure.
So they sent it to Sister Anthony, so I'm going to probably be there tomorrow then.
I don't know, sir, for sure.
Okay, but, I sent it out. He had me send it out to. And so it'll probably be there tomorrow, the next day, some more pictures that he did.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, and then Sister Anthony, so I'm down there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know that transcript, that part that where we had that point once that we read, now they understand it a little bit better when they read it. They're making it into, I told them to first make it into a form of a lesson, you know, where I was talking with the judges in the courtroom